It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Pick 6 at 6. You hear from Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels coming up in 9 minutes. And then at 6:30 tonight, typically at 6 o'clock on Tuesdays, we do our NFL tiers. You got those at 6:30 because DQ and Jaden spoke today with a short week. So we're a little scrambled this week, but we'll make sense of it all. It'll all be good. Right now, though, we're going to talk about a different team in the NFL, one that fired their offensive coordinator today. That is Caleb Williams' Chicago Bears. Shane Waldron's like, sick, I get to coach a generational quarterback prospect. And then he did a bunch of really ridiculous stuff with said quarterback prospect, and now he's fired, Anthony. This had to happen. And again, the idea that we're talking about coaches needing to get fired or rooting for people to lose their jobs. Like, it's not rooting for it. It's just the reality of the situation. Like, he did a bad job. And he did a fireable job. And apparently, you have players going to Matt Eberflus, vets, saying, can you please make a change at offensive coordinator? And can Tyson Bagent start instead of Caleb Williams? So, things are mega sideways in Chicago. I think you probably start with just the OC, but who knows if Caleb is going to be... The thing is, like, if you're Flus and you bench Caleb, you're not coming back next year. Like, unless you make the playoffs this year with Caleb Williams, no GM or owner in their right mind would let you continue. Even if you go like, well, hey, I'll make a different hire at offensive coordinator. Okay, sorry, we're not going to let you make any more hires. You screwed up the last one so badly. And I realize that you probably don't want to make all the changes right now. And the defensive guys, I think, guess have enough respect for Flus that you don't make the change at the head coaching spot. And their defense until the last couple weeks was obviously pretty good. But like the ways they've used DJ Moore, mind-bending. The ways they use Rome Odunze, the ways they use Keenan Allen, the throws they ask and the amount that they ask Caleb Williams to do. Like, it's just a disaster. And I don't need to bore everybody with the details of Chicago Bears stuff, but like some of the national podcasts that I listen to that get into that kind of stuff, especially the Athletic Football Show, because Robert Mays, the host, is a Chicago guy and a big Bears fan. Like, the disgust that Robert has when talking about that offense, the team that he roots for, because he knows how badly it's being done. It would be funny if Robert wasn't my friend and I wanted him to be having a better life and existence as a football fan. But to do it with a number one overall pick who's a generational type of guy and just be ruining him, especially when, you know, you look over what's happening here in D.C. and you have a guy that you could have potentially hired in Cliff Kingsbury and he is doing the best job that we've arguably ever seen with a rookie quarterback, then it becomes pretty hard to swallow, I think, if you're a Bears fan. And it makes today, I mean, it's not a good day because you never want to be here, but like, thank God that's over.
Yeah, I'm so thankful we're not in a situation like that. But it does also suck to see how in Chicago relationships with the quarterback, the rookie quarterbacks, is so just shattered over there. And it's not the first time like we've seen this. I think last year with Bryce Young, we sort of kind of saw that. I think when it comes to rookie quarterbacks and throwing the guys into the fire, some guys aren't ready for it. And it's not necessarily some guys aren't ready for it. I don't think some offensive coordinators are necessarily ready for it just because you're not dealing with your prototypical, you know, 4 or 5 year NFL starting quarterback. You're dealing with somebody that's coming from the college ranks and they need time to develop into something. You know, we started out quick game, running the ball, and like,
Also didn't give everything to Jaden.
Yeah.
Like, they anointed Caleb. Uh-huh. Like, no kidding, he's the guy.
Yeah.
Play the game. And for everyone who got mad at Dan Quinn for playing the game, for making Jaden compete, even though he was just going to crush Marcus Mariota,
yep.
Like, this is why you do it. Would Caleb have beaten out Tyson Bagent? Probably. He's Tyson Bagent. All due respect. Like, a very solid backup in the league.
Mm-hmm.
A guy who's got an incredible story. D2 guy, all that. Jazz, but like, you should have made him compete, especially for a guy that is as well respected as Bagent is. Because then it's a lot easier for guys to buy in as opposed to like, oh, Caleb is getting all the love on Hard Knocks. He's got the one-on-one meetings with the head coach. He's anointed the starter from day one. It's like, hey, we just want him to come in and learn the playbook, like one thing at a time. And instead it's like, hey, we want you to be the franchise savior. Go do it. And for a guy whose play style is be the savior on every play, that seems like a very silly thing to do. Like, I'd be trying to put the reins on him before taking them off. And by the way, he's also younger. Yep. Like, Caleb was here in the DMV playing high school ball not that long ago. Jaden Daniels played with Brandon Ayuk at Arizona State. Like, we're talking about, it's 2 years of an age gap, a year and a half, 2 years, but like, that's a pretty significant age gap and experience gap in terms of games started in college. And so I think what you're seeing is some of these guys that can come in and do stuff immediately, I've had a little bit more experience or a little bit older. Stroud's the exception. Like, he's a young guy. So there really are no hard, steadfast rules.
Exactly.
Except for, don't put too much on the kid's plate. Stroud, they built this like Sean McVay style, Kyle Shanahan style running game with Bobby Slowick and the play action game off of it. And they asked Stroud to do the stuff he was good at. And he was awesome. Caleb, they're like, hey, go be the superhero guy you were at USC. Oh, you mean when we lost a bunch of games and I threw too many picks and I was running for my life all the time? Yeah! And that's who he's been in the pros, instead of a guy who you could have probably put in a small box, let his talent shine, and brought him along until he eventually turned into that guy. The interesting thing is Thomas Brown is now going to be the OC there. He is off the McVay tree. He also was with Bryce Young in Carolina, so yikes. But can he, you know, obviously he was running Frank Reich stuff down there. Can he be the guy that creates a much more stable environment for Chicago and Caleb and gets that thing turned around? Basically impossible in the middle of a season, but we'll see what they can do. It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. When we get back to the Commanders and our pick six at 6:00.